insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Dear listeners, hello everyone. Welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition, we will try to have a closer look at the 25th chapter, Surah Al-Furqan. First, let's just listen to the verses we're going to talk about in this program, and we'll be back shortly. So stay with us.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
فَقَدْ كَذَّبُوكُمْ بِمَا تَقُولُونَ فَمَا تَسْتَطِيعُونَ صَرْفًا وَلَا نَصْرًا وَمَنْ يَظْلِمْ
So they will deny you, disbelievers, in what you say, and you cannot avert punishment or find help. And whoever commits injustice among you, we will make him taste a great punishment.
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing the 19th verse of the chapter. فَقَدْ كَذَّبُوكُمْ بِمَا تَقُولُونَ So they shall indeed belie you of what you say. فَمَا تَسْتَطِيعُونَ صَرْفًا وَلَا نَصْرًا So you shall not be able to avert nor get help. وَمَنْ يَظْلِمْ مِنْكُمْ نُذِقْهُ عَذَابًا كَبِيرًا And whoever of you is unjust, we will cause him taste a great torment. The latest couple of verses we were discussing, we're only talking about the situation of the pagans and polytheists in the next world, how they will argument against the Almighty Allah, and how they will bring excuses in the next world. As you may remember, the previous verses said that on that day, the Almighty Allah will muster them, and also the things and the ones, the entities they worshipped instead of Allah will be brought by the Almighty Allah. And He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, says, Was it you who misled my servants, or did they themselves go astray from my way? This is what the Almighty Allah asks the idols or the other entities except Him that were worshipped in the world. Their answer will be, we only take you as guardian. We wouldn't dare take any other guardians besides you. But the problem is that you did provide them and their fathers to enjoy till they forgot the message and they were a people in perdition. And the 19th verse says that they have nowhere else to run. They will not be able to avert the penalties and they will not get help. One of the sources they might think they're able to get help is from their fathers and their ancestors. I mean, these verses do not only put emphasis on the prosperity of these pagans. They also emphasize on the ancestors' prosperity. Because when a child grows up in affluence and wealth, It seems natural that in this case, he mostly discriminates against others, and he will not easily get rid of his comfortable life. But the point is that if you want to stick with Almighty Allah's commands, if you want to stick with your religion's programs, you need to know the religion needs sacrificing.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
The commands of Almighty Allah sometimes need migration. Even you will be sometimes ordered to participate in holy war. Martyrdom is an inseparable part of defending the religion of the Almighty Allah. Sometimes accepting different kinds of deprivations, sometimes refusing to surrender yourself to the enemy. They are all the different problems that you have when you accept, when you want to stick with Almighty Allah's commands. And all of these go with the temperament of the rich people less, unless their personality is superior to their material life. These are the kinds of people that if one day everything is good, they thank Allah. And if it turns against them, they do not get upset. They do not get unsteady. In other words, they dominate their material life. They're not its servants. They're not the slaves of this life. They are not from among the qawman bura, as the Holy Quran said. Since a land which has no tree or flower plant is in fact corrupted and dead, it is called ba'ir, and this is where the word bur comes from. Therefore, the sentence وَكَانُوا قَوْمًا بُورًا, and they were a people in perdition, refers to this matter that because of this luxurious life and forgetting Allah and resurrection, this group has been corrupted and destructed. And this is what has caused them not to be able to avert their penalties and not to be able to get any help. The 19th verse says, فَمَا تَسْتَطِعُونَ صَرْفًا وَلَا نَصْرًا. Studying nations that are blessed with this world's goods and know nothing of Allah and other nations makes the vast meaning of these verses more clear. Sometimes the lands of the hearts of people get empty of the flowers of the human values and they forget all about spiritual life. May God save us from these situations. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.